NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
We made it to the golden hour for this week. The sun is shining brightly on what is turning out to be a glorious Friday for baseball in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm Phil Elson at Founders Park. My friend Matt Jones is in our ESPN Arkansas headquarters. The C unit is there with him. Asher's eye is improving, and life is good. Life is good. We're going to have a good golden hour here, take you up until the weekend. Matt, do you have soccer that you got on the weekend later tonight or tomorrow? Or
yeah, if I could get this this interweb. There we go. It's starting to work right there. There's soccer all weekend. I'll figure it out in a second.
Well, I'll be here. Still not hearing anything about a doubleheader yet for tomorrow. You know, I'm just sort of like almost expecting to hear something about it because of 70% chance of rain on Sunday. But we'll see if that does happen. it's been an interesting show today. I think the most interesting thing I learned is Eddie from Clarksville is a big Florida Georgia Line fan. He gives us so many moments. I mean, the first time he ever threw. Pardon me. The first time he ever threw Tupac out there into the radio ether, it grabbed me a little, and it made me interested. The Florida Georgia Line thing just kind of scared me a little bit for Eddie. I just hope that doesn't lead to some bad mojo for Arkansas baseball. And we also learned that you're not supposed to be letting hitting coaches or anybody that's not a pilot into the cockpit of an airplane. Hensley Mullins, the hitting coach for the Colorado Rockies, apparently was, well, it's not apparently, he was in the cockpit. I mean, how many of these investigations end up coming up because somebody thought it was cute and puts a video of something they're not supposed to do on social media? It has to happen all the time. And another go, yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Do you remember a time that was a better time when somebody would call your phone and you weren't home to answer it, and then you might call them back in 2 days instead of this just instant, everywhere you go, have to be connected and plugged in? I don't know if C-Unit ever lived in that world, but Phil, I know you lived in a world before cell phones, like a world where you're an adult before cell phones.
Well, and you also had to take messages. That was an okay thing to do, was to make a phone call, somebody's not home, take a message, get a phone call back. And if you're not home in that, you know what? Sooner or later, we'll connect. You're right. I think you're right. And now it's instant communication. And if you don't get back with somebody immediately, well, something's obviously wrong. But it goes more than just the texting and the phone calls. It's the constant need to be communicating with social media. Like, what, Mullins, does he have to put a video of him in a cockpit? You know, because it's cool. Without Instagram, without this social media, without the feel to need, you know, to need to put something up there on a daily basis, then this wouldn't have happened. So maybe in that case, it's a good thing, because the pilot shouldn't be allowing him in there. Nobody should be allowed in there, especially Cody from Blue Ball, who's called us up here. Cody, no, don't take this the wrong way, but if I ever know that you're allowed into the cockpit of an airplane, I'm not even getting anywhere near that area code.
Phil, if you ever catch me in the cockpit, you're not even going to catch me on a plane, buddy. So you ain't got to worry about that, man. I'm standing right here on this ground, dude. But did you have a good flight over to South Carolina, buddy?
Man, I slept for probably 80% of the flight. So, yes, it was a glorious flight. I'd like for the same thing to happen whenever we fly home.
Oh, man, did you fly first class, Phil? Get a little champagne in one of those hot towels?
No, they don't give champagne on flights involving college athletes. It's usually Gatorade and water, and that's about it. You can bring your own thing on, but they also do tell you you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol on the flight, so you just stick with that.
Okay. Hey, but what about Boggs? What about him? He drank plenty of alcohol on the flight. You think anybody stopped that, dude?
I don't know. I think a major league flight's a little different than a college flight.
Okay.
Yeah, well, with him, it's like, hey, wait, look, the guy's hitting 362. Let him do whatever he wants. Let him drink before the game. He's eating fried chicken before the game. I hear beer and chicken work together.
Hey, yes, they do, Phil, and I will definitely agree with that, buddy. But, hey, I was going to tell you guys, I had made my first trip up there to Baum Walker Stadium. I've never been, and last Saturday we was going to Springdale, Phil, and to play in – oh, my girl does a travel basketball team, mm-hmm. But my brother is a police officer on campus there. So I actually went to jail while I was up there looking at the stadium. Inside the jail, not the jail cell, just inside the jail, met the Sarge, and had a Jolly Rancher in the break room as well, but that's all I took. But, man, I really enjoyed it up there. I didn't get to go, like, inside it because there was a scrimmage game up there, I believe. Am I correct? Last Saturday, something was going on?
Last Saturday, I don't know what they would have had going on because we were not there.
Spring game?
We were in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Are you talking the football stadium?
It was Baum Walker Stadium when we drove up there, but there was something going on up there. I don't know. There was a bunch of people everywhere last Saturday. But and we also, after we got done with Baum Walker Stadium, we ate at Sassy's as well. We had the Philly brisket sandwich, man, was delicious. Had the little Sassy's slaw and some of the waffle fries. And, I really enjoyed it. Did you guys like that place?
You sound like a paid spokesman right now, Cody, to be honest.
Sorry, Phil, but
no, that's okay. That's okay. No, I love that place too. I'm glad you're able to get to Baum Walker. It's don't make it the last time. Make it for a game. Maybe it was the guys who didn't travel with the team, because you can only have 27 travel with the team, and there's 13 guys left who don't travel.
Right, dude. I would really love to be. I'd really like to go up there when you guys are all up there. I asked if you guys were on campus while I was there. I asked the Sarge, but I don't. Like you said, you guys were in Tuscaloosa. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I really do hope to meet you guys up there one of these days, and I hope y'all have a good weekend, and I sure have missed you guys. T-Bone, I know you're there listening to me, buddy. I hope you guys have a good weekend.
I love you, Coco.
It's Cody from Blue Ball, Matt's best friend. Yeah, I don't know. The Sarge wouldn't know whether we were there or not. If you want to know if we're there, ArkansasRazorbacks.com has the schedule. Last travel story that I'll have for you here, Matt. This one was scary for me, too. It involved youth baseball. I would have been, I guess I was 16, maybe 15 or 16. I would have had my driver's permit by this point, at least. And I'm playing for a team out of my neighborhood in Pittsburgh. The neighborhood's called Squirrel Hill. And we're going to some tournament in Tennessee somewhere. I don't even remember what the deal was, but it's like somewhere in eastern Tennessee. And we're driving in three or four cars, and the gentleman who was running our team, his son was on the team, and the gentleman's name was Mr. DePasquale, or DePasquale, I think, is if I remember the correct pronunciation. and he drove something that felt like an 82 or an 83 Lincoln Continental. I mean, big enough to be a tank, just didn't have the cannons to go with it. And we stop at a rest stop, get everybody all this food, and I remember getting a giant burger and everything, and Mr. DePasquale asked me to drive the car so that he could eat in the car. And I'm driving this. I mean, this is the guy that's deciding whether or not I'm going to play. And I wasn't one of the better players on the team. So I felt like he was like, all right, just put the kid up there. He was really nervous. The youngest one here, we'll see if he can drive my car while he's got barbecue sauce dripping down his hands and I'm trying to eat. And that's probably the first time I ever drove on a highway. I couldn't have said no, could I? It would have been the best thing to do because the only other time that I've ever driven and felt scared was when I set my personal land speed record going, and it was in Montana when there was no speed limit during the daytime, going downhill state, and I had 125 miles an hour in a Honda Accord that was not built for that, and the thing started shaking. So that was shaking, I was shaking, I was scared. The Continental wasn't shaking when I was driving it. I was shaking because I'm 15 years old, I probably shouldn't be driving, and the coach sitting next to me is like watching me drive, and I'm like, why are you doing this, dude? There's no reason for me to be driving that truck and or that car, and obviously I'm a little scarred from that experience now.
When you were driving your downhill land record, it had been like John Candy in Cool Runnings. We'd have had to check your cart for weights there at the bottom of it if you're setting records that fast.
I thought it was going to be cool. I thought it was like, yeah, we're going to see how fast this thing can go. And those Accords have room. This would have been 1998. These Accords then even had room on the speedometer to make it, well, this thing is going to go 150 miles an hour. If it went 150 miles an hour, that car would have fallen apart, and I would have been driving like Fred Flintstone.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Neil Atkinson is there on the McLarty Daniel hotline from Bet Sarazen, Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. You want to put a little wager on your favorite sporting event, SEC baseball weekend, NBA playoffs, NFL draft next week, all of it coming up. Got it on the Bet Sarazen app or any web browser, betsarazen.com. Of course, you can be an Apple user and download it from the App Store. All Android users using Google Play. Neil, great to have you here today on Halftime in the Golden Hour. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastic, and I love being on the Golden Hour on a Friday. And I hear the weather's a little bit better there in Columbia, isn't it, than we're having back here at home. But got good baseball weather, but I hear we may have a doubleheader tomorrow. And, of course, I have to keep my eye on that, make sure we have the props up and adjust if they do that, but keeps me on my toes, but gets me something to do on the weekends, and looking at sports and managing a sports book on the weekends is not too bad of a gig most of the time.
Yeah, they haven't made any announcement about the rest of the weekend, but I'm kind of on pins and needles waiting to hear something sometime soon, because you know, they really do their best to get these games in. I want to ask about the odds on today's game, in which you've got Arkansas minus 2.5 against South Carolina. Would that have been, do you think the odds would have been different if South Carolina would have pitched their ace in Eli Jones instead of, I think the way that they're looking at it really is going with a bullpen game. We see some teams will do this against an ace, and right. I think Carolina's taken that opportunity today to change the rotation up maybe for the future, but minus 2.5, would it have been the same if they would have thrown Jones?
No, it had been probably minus 1.5, the typical run line like we usually have for Major League Baseball. It, that would have been definitely 1.5. And, of course, the money line would have been a little bit different. The money line, you know, did jump to Arkansas minus 210 when they locked that in. So, yeah, that the starting pitcher is the single most determining factor of the betting lines in the majority of the time. So, yeah, that would have changed that one to that right there. I think we got the over and under at 10.5 on this one too. So, you know, that's about typical for an Arkansas versus an SEC matchup.
The series that'll be really interesting, I mean, for watching and I think for betting, would be Tennessee and Kentucky, because those are two really high-scoring teams playing in Kentucky. They score in way different ways. Kentucky is a contact, speed-oriented club. Play the whitey ball kind that we talked about earlier in the week, and Tennessee is just to grip it and rip it. And I think that would get some looks too. When it comes to college baseball, obviously the Hogs get most of the play on Bet Sarazen, but is there a steady amount of action on SEC baseball?
Yeah, the SEC, you know, without a doubt, we have a lot more attention to. We are an SEC state when it comes to betting. It's very, very unusual to see a non-SEC matchup unless it's the top-ranked teams out there. And, of course, in baseball, I mean, just about every top-ranked team is in the SEC, it seems like it. But, you know, you've got the other teams that are in there. But just this time of year, people are just concentrated on the SEC. People bet what they know. And when they see Arkansas play the other SEC teams, those are the ones that are most bet, because they have a point of reference, and that's what a lot of people that bet on these games do. They like to compare how the different teams match up, and they bet with what they're familiar with. So SEC that dominates it, just like it does in really every other collegiate sport. I mean, in basketball and in football, you know, if we separated the SEC, it would probably be well over 60-75% of all of our bets are on those types of matchups.
So going on the idea that people bet on the things that they know or the things that they hear about, you know, this conversation about Caitlin Clark and how the idea and the hope might be that her being drafted into the WNBA and the spotlight that goes along with her can elevate that league overall. Now, I know that you know, the WNBA season starts in about a month. Are you expecting an uptick on WNBA betting, too, because of Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, absolutely, because of her. Because, I mean, look at the endorsement deals. I think she just signed one with Nike. When you have a player that is of that caliber and going to be playing, you know, with the Fever, you know, it gives that attention. And we saw the viewership of the women's tournament just absolutely explode. And the betting, you know, compared to last year, exploded. Now, it's nowhere near the betting part of it is nowhere near the level of what the men's game was. But there was a significant increase. Last year, the WNBA did not really get a lot of attention with us on Bet Sarazen. I think that's going to be a lot different this year, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Caitlin effect is going to be on that. And I think it's really, really good to the game to have that exposure out there. And the women's game is a little bit different to me than the men's game. I, you know, to me, it's a lot more fundamental, and I actually like watching it. You know, growing up in Tennessee, you know, we always had a good reference with women's basketball with Pat Summitt and the Volunteers, you know, back in the glory days. And women's basketball is very familiar with me, and I really do think, you know, even with you know, some of the political ramifications about who can and can't play women's sports, I think women's sports is getting the attention that it finally deserves, and there is starting to do a following. And when you have athletes of that caliber that are that good and have that image, it always brings attention to it, which is good for me, because the number one thing that drives business on a sports book is fan engagement, and anything that gets the fans engaged is usually good for us as far as volume. It's not always in the results, but in volume, it's always good for us.
Well, I think, you know, talking about professional basketball on the male side, a lot of the casual fans now start paying more attention with the start of the NBA playoffs. And just coinciding with this lifetime ban for Jontay Porter for so he was giving his own health information, apparently, about his availability to some sports bettors. And then he was gambling on the sport himself, which, man, that's just I don't understand why you would do that and think you can get away with it with all of the evidence that we've had in the last year. How you can think you can get away with it. But I guess that means some might actually get away with it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there are people who are going to get away with it. But my contention is they're going to get away with it on the black market more than they would be on the legal regulated market. And the only reason you're hearing more about this now is because we have so many states that are in the legal regulated market, and we have the technology and the monitoring, and we are able to identify this using our technology, using our patterns, and using the information that we have that we are required to gather on to allow somebody to bet on our platforms. The reason you're hearing more about it is because the system is working. And it may not work. We may not know exactly what happened at the time of the event, but there will be a trail where we'll be able to trace and determine what happened and connect the dots. And it's unfortunate that some people are making the decisions to doing what they're doing, which are clearly a violation of their league rules, a violation of state laws where it is. And then they're going to pay the consequences for it. You don't want to see it, but then again, it's good that it's out there. It's in the news, because that is going to be the deterrent for the players that may casually do it. And in the past, when we didn't have legalized betting, how much of this stuff really did go on? Because, we've all had head scratchers on some performances in the past. I'm talking about pre-2018. And now, we're able to zero in on it. I want this to happen, because if people do not trust the integrity of these games, not just for sports betting purposes, but for the viewership, for the deals with the endorsements and all of that, you don't see a whole lot of WWE wrestling, which we all know is theatrical and of that nature. Yeah, you do have some entertainment deals, but, we don't allow betting on it either, and that's the reason why. And if fans do not believe that the competition is true, they're going to stop watching, and it's going to cost the leagues a lot of money. So it's in everybody's interest to do this. And legalized gambling gives us the mechanism to monitor it, where illegal gambling and on the black side do not.
Okay, so we won't have you again until the second day of the NFL draft, which starts Thursday next week, and then we'll have you on Friday. How many different props are there on BetSarazen for the NFL draft? Because the list I'm looking at here goes really, really long.
I'm going to start putting it on the site about Sunday after the weekend sports roll down. There, you need to study if you're going to be able to do that. Now, the money is not to be made in the first draft pick, I can tell you that. Where the money is to be made is lower down into the draft, where you can go in and get some of the long odds. And it's kind of funny. The draft is very, very scary, because sometimes you can have news leak and matter of fact, I do calls with NFL security to discuss things like this, and just knowing the procedures that they're put in place to lock down this information to where it does not come publicly before it's selected. And that's the way it's supposed to be, even before we had, the explosion of legalized sports gambling. But those selections, I think it's over 200. And if you add each different selection you can make, it's more than that. And we're going to be adding some more as the week goes on. But there is, I love that menu. It's fun to watch and to make some guess. And if you know what a team's needs are and where they're leaning towards, you can make some good plays and some good money. Now, I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but if you follow a particular team or a player and you have a good feeling of where they're going to go, there's some nice, fun money-making opportunities and some decisions you can make also while you're waiting in between picks, because sometimes when they in between the picks and the teams that are on the clock, you know, it gets a little boring, but then again, if you want to make a bet and see if it comes through on the next one, it can be a lot of fun.
Neil, let's leave it there. We'll reconvene second day of the NFL draft and look at what's happened in the first day and what fans can do for the last couple of days and everything else going on next weekend. Appreciate you.
All right, everybody, bet with your head and not over it. Check out all the NBA specials and the hockey specials. Playoffs are starting with hockey this weekend also. Golf, European soccer, UFC, Formula One, and, of course, college and MLB baseball.
That is Neil Atkinson from Bet Sarazen. Now let's open the McLarty Daniel hotline, and you can get on with us anytime you want up until the top of the hour, 877-377-6963. The home stretch of the Golden Hour. We are right back.
This is Halftime. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now.
Hey there, business ballers and entrepreneurs. Ready to make your financial dreams come true? Well, get ready to score big with swishfunding.com, the slam dunk solution for all your business funding needs. Just like that satisfying swish when the ball goes in, swishfunding.com guarantees you a seamless funding experience. Working capital, expanding your business, upgrading your equipment, or even covering payroll. If you have at least $25,000 in monthly revenue and been in business for at least 1 year, qualifying is easier than a layup. At Swish Funding, we fund up to $5 million in 24 hours. Swishfunding.com's team will guide you every step of the way. No more banking red tape, just quick, decisive action to get you back in the game. Head over to swishfunding.com and slam dunk your financial goals today. Remember, it's not just a shot in the dark, it's a surefire swish. Go to swishfunding.com. That's S-W-I-S-H funding.com. swishfunding.com.
You're listening to Halftime Live from the Crabtree RV Center Studios. Crabtree RV Center, where RVing is life.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
A 7th Duke basketball player has entered the transfer portal. They're not changing coaches, but they're changing players. Sean Stewart is the latest to enter the transfer portal from Duke. TJ Power went into the portal, one of the top freshmen in the country. Thought Arkansas might get Jeremy Roach, but it looks like Baylor may be the front runner for him, according to some of the experts that you see out there. But, wow, 7 Duke players. And one of the Mark Mitchell, 6'8" power forward, average over 10 points a game. He is committed to Mizzou. He announced that earlier today. 877-377-6963 to get with us on the McLarty Daniel hotline as we are here in the home stretch of the Golden Hour on a Friday. Cabbage Head is on the McLarty Daniel hotline. What's up, Cabbage Head? How are you?
Hey, Will. How are you doing, man? Sounding good, and I'm just reporting back to you that Toto in Tulsa the other day was really, really a good concert.
Awesome. I didn't even realize they were there, but of course Toto is going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, I called and told you that I was going last Thursday night, and you said, man, I depend on you to let us know when they come to the amp, because I'd sure, but there's some kind of lawsuit with the widows of the Porcaro brothers, and they can't release another album. So I hope they get that lined out, because, man, I tell you, that was really a good show. And I've never been to that casino, but, man, that is huge down there.
Well, I don't know when they're coming to the amp. All I know is Guar is going to be in Fayetteville at JJ's Live in September. So that's the only concert news I have for you if you want to go to a Guar show, Cabbage Head. I don't know if that's your thing.
Okay. take it. Okay. Well, listen, you guys were talking a while ago, and I hope I'm not off your subject matter, but I tell you, and of course, you and Matt probably may or may not, but I know it's the bottom line and it's the money, but I don't think I've ever seen a women's pro basketball game, but it's just embarrassing when they give that girl $76,000. You know what I mean? Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that's figured out. I really don't, because there are slots. There's a slotting system to the NBA draft. There's a slotting system to the NFL draft and to the Major League Baseball draft, too. I don't know how that's all figured out, but it has to be based somewhat on the league revenues overall, or the team-by-team revenues.
Yeah. Well, do you think she'll make it up with the endorsements for, like, Nike and stuff like that, maybe?
Of course she will. She's, what is it, over $20 million with Nike? Yes. I just wonder, would Nike have signed her to that deal while she was still at Iowa, or were they waiting for her to leave? Obviously, they were waiting for her to leave college because they just signed her after the national championship game. So, yes, she'll make that back. Here's the question. In 5 years, what does the top pick in the WNBA make for a 3-year contract, right? If it's a lot more than $75,000 a year, well, then there's a big effect from her.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I sure enjoyed watching her play, and I kept up with the South Carolinas and her. I like the girl Kits that played at South Carolina. She didn't get to play a lot, but she was real good. But it cost a lot of viewers to watch because of those girls, and I hope they do good. And But I don't even believe I would have reported the 76 when the guys make millions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Cabbagehead, it's good. It's good to hear from you. Look, I think part of this is, so like, the greatness of a South Carolina is not going to draw the eyes the way that a single person can sort of, you know, grab the eyes of people. You know, it's like, when you wanted to watch the Bulls in the 90s, when you wanted to watch the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq, and the greatness of the now fallen dynasty of the Golden State Warriors, the greatness of it was one thing, but it was also that you were watching individual great players, too, who were great in their own right. None of the South Carolina players necessarily stand out in that way. I think Camila Cardoso is outstanding. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from her, but you've seen 6'7" centers kind of do some of the stuff that she's done before. What Clark was doing was generational, was different. It's like, I don't know, it's like the individual player seems to get more of the oohs and the ahs, and you want to watch this, than the overall team does, right? Like, people tune into the Dodgers, a lot of people, the casual fan, because they want to see Shohei Ohtani. You know, I'm sure in soccer there's the same idea. Basketball is I know it's a team sport, but, man, it's the individuals that just seem to dominate it. And it feels to me like, I mean, how many WNBA games have I watched? I do women's college basketball on the radio. I've watched none. I've not watched a WNBA game. I don't have a reason to root, and I haven't had the people to follow necessarily that I'm interested in. I'd be interested in watching a Caitlin Clark Indiana Fever game for no other reason than because she's on the team, and I want to see if it translates from college to the pros. And I'm sure it will. I can't imagine that it's not going to.
Has kind of an Allen Iverson feel to it. You know, Caitlin Clark is a little bitty thing. Allen Iverson was a little bitty thing. My favorite 6 foot under guard ever to play in the NBA is Allen Iverson.
Same here.
Just a freak. You wanted to watch Allen Iverson play, but that's the thing that's with Caitlin. She's not going to be able to take a team to a championship she's going to be the best player just like Allen Iverson. You got to have that girl from South Carolina. You got to have some bigs. If you're going to have success, and that's what I wonder about. I think she's going to have success, no question. But when the Indiana Fever, if they start 3-17, it's going to be tough. But Yeah, her shoe and endorsement deals and what she's doing for the game from all those little third, fourth, and fifth grade girls, sixth, that are watching her and they're loving basketball because of her. Unbelievable what she's doing for, helping grow the game of basketball.
Well, yeah, there's always a second, like a vice star, to borrow our term for the show today, a vice star for MJ, it's Scottie Pippen. One of the whole reasons, I guess, why Shaq and Kobe's relationship fell apart was who's the vice star amongst the two of them. You know, the Batman and Robin thing that got not Shaq in trouble, but I think seemed to tick Kobe off. You know, Larry Bird, there was Kevin McHale, there was Robert Parrish, Magic, you had Kareem, you had James Worthy, all these greats. It's never just the one player to do it. It's the same thing with the Warriors. But I couldn't tell you who else is on the Indiana Fever roster. That's the other thing. It's like, the entire country knows who Caitlin Clark is. Do we know the other players across the league? You know, you got to get people interested in the entire league, and I think that's what the hope is that Clark brings that along. Let's see some other things going on here. I saw, Matt, where the headset communication has been confirmed. It's been okayed and approved, and so helmet communication is now a thing for college football. So we won't have any more sign-stealing scandals as far as that's concerned. What else? FedEx is giving $25 million for NIL to Memphis Athletics. $5 million a year over the next 5 years. So that's the kind of thing that people were expecting was happening at Arkansas because of all the corporations around. You know, Tyson Meats is not giving the money to bring Cal here or pay the assistants or anything. That's coming from a person who's named Tyson. You know, Walmart might have an advertising partnership with Learfield and have their logo on the football stadium in a few places, but they're not giving to NIL. Same with J.B. Hunt. I mean, there's the Hunt Collective. Hunt has its name on a bunch of things, but they're not necessarily paying into the NIL. This one, to me, always made sense. I mean, FedEx is right there in Memphis, and now they are literally handing $25 million for the next 5 years to help fund the student athletes at Memphis. This is not going to the school. This is going to their NIL fund. That's the first time that I can remember seeing something like that. Just kind of stood out a little bit.
Basketball's better when Memphis is good. It's a good little rivalry too. The Memphis Arkansas game, that'd be good to bring that one back.
Didn't that die when Cal was the coach? I don't think he liked scheduling Arkansas when he was the Memphis coach. But now that he's back here,
I'm telling you, that home court advantage at Bud Walton, if that doesn't come back and just set some type of record, I don't know basketball, because that's part of the reason Cal didn't. Nobody wants to come to Bud Walton and play if Bud Walton's good. I mean, that's an automatic L.
I was trying to think to myself, like, what other program would Cal have left for across the SEC? I mean, wasn't there talk like he? Well, the UCLA tried to flirt with him. What was that, 2019, something like that? But if you're looking at the SEC and for the kind of advertisement that you give to a coach who's coaching for somebody else, be like, you know what? If you're looking for another job, this might be the place for you. Cal getting booed the way that he was booed when he was ejected for with Kentucky those few years ago. That's like an advertisement to come coach here, in a sense. Yeah, they're booing you, but look at the kind of crowd that you get when a hated rival comes in. I just kind of wonder. So you got, what is it, a 25-game winning streak now at Balm Walker? What kind of a winning streak could you eventually get going at Bud Walton Arena under John Calipari? They lost three games in a row at Rupp this last year for the first time ever at Rupp Arena, but they were always a tough team to beat at home. That had to have meant something to Cal, too. You know, it's like, hey, the Arkansas job is open. My time at Kentucky has been great, but I'm not feeling too great about this right now. You know, they might not like me very much, but that's a really great building. That's an awesome building. Those fans show up. They sell the place out. That had to have something to do with it, doesn't it?
Great atmosphere up there in Bud Walton. I mean, it's first class.
Yeah, Jeremiah reminding us that, yeah, he didn't want to compete against Arkansas for recruiting in the Memphis area. Well, now that he's the coach at Arkansas, do you think he wants to give a phone call to Penny and get the Arkansas-Memphis series reengaged? I'd be all for it.
Yeah, I wonder how much longer Penny, you know, he's an alum. I'm a Penny Hardaway fan. It's a shame. Him and Grant Hill, both two guys that got hurt a little bit and still played. I think Amari Stoudemire, another guy like that got hurt but still kept on going, because Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, both would have been Hall of Famers.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth, Sweet Mash, Bourbon, and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Matt Jones, clear your calendar for the weekend. You're not going to need to be watching any sports at all because Taylor Swift released her anthology, The Tortured Poets Department. So you got your weekend planned for you here. You get 2 hours and 31 tracks of Tay-Tay music, which I know you've been waiting on. You probably already heard it when it came out this morning at 12 midnight.
Oh, I'm in the Tay-Tay fan club, lucky number 13. They're actually four vinyls. They're all made out of recycled material. They're different colors. That's the only way to listen to it. Phil, come on.
You got a favorite double album? I think I brought mine up recently, which would be Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Which I looked at, the length of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John is 76 minutes. This is over 120 minutes that Tay-Tay did. 31, like, I don't remember how many tracks. Was it even, did you say tracks when it was on a vinyl album? Was that the term? 31, I think it was more like 17 on that. Let me take a guess at what your favorite one would be. It is Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy, and The Great Sadness.
Well, Twilight to Darkness and the Infinite Sadness. But, yes, that was close.
Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah. It's Billy Corgan, the Reverend Billy Corgan, and he's a G. I'd have to look at it, man. But I'm a Smashing Pumpkins fan.
I know. We play some of that stuff here on Halftime every once in a while. Well, they made it through the week. We've made it through the week, and only one player has joined up Arkansas basketball. But now you have your vice coach, your associate head coach, Kenny Payne. I can only imagine next week will be a little more active as far as bringing players in from the transfer portal. And I feel the same way about women's basketball because so far there's just been Izzy Higginbottom coming over from Arkansas State for the women's team. So I'm just expecting maybe a more active week next week. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't. But I do expect that there'll be baseball tonight, 6 o'clock, and still don't know about a doubleheader for tomorrow. And I also know still, Matt, I'm not going up into the cockpit. Whenever we take off Saturday or Sunday, I'm not going to be Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. I'm not getting anybody investigated by the FAA. Pretty good motto to live by.
Breezy Airlines.
Easy, breezy, lemon squeezy. And that is Halftime for your Friday here at the end of the Golden Hour.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a vegetarian. veterinarian? It's awesome.
And I'm going to be what you said we need more of.
So you want to be a plumber-narian?
Do you think I can?
I think that if you work really hard, you can be anything.
Promise?
You bet I do.
When you promise your kids the world, we're here to help you keep it. Ohio's 529 plan is the best tax-free savings plan for future college or career training nationwide. Start now at collegeadvantage.com.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.